This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The U.S. military in Iraq says an overnight battle with Shiite insurgents near Najaf has left 43 Iraqis dead. The battle, which lasted several hours, came as U.S. forces began replacing Spanish troops in Najaf. Spain's withdrawal from Iraq is complicating the U.S.-led occupation. Another factor making things difficult is the reluctance of former Iraqi generals and members of the Ba'ath Party to accept U.S. Administrator Paul Bremer's recent offer to return to their old jobs, NPR's Anne Garrels reports.
Five former high-ranking generals sit in the evening gloom drinking tea. The electricity's gone off again, and the atmosphere is made even warmer by the anger and despair of these men.
We are in a box. We don't have jobs. This is 13 months. We didn't get any salaries. We don't know what to do. I can tell you that within these 13 months, I am maybe older 5 years.
Brigadier General Vanun Yunus al-Safi is among the 39,000 officers who were cut off and set adrift because of their status in the Ba'ath Party. In their late 40s, early 50s, these generals say they were good officers who only defended their country. Counting their families, who've also been affected, General Ibrahim Mohammed says the U.S. unnecessarily alienated more than a quarter of a million people.
I wish that the American administration would act in a more correct way with all the Arabs and especially with the Iraqis in order to win us as friends, not as enemies.
Despite Bremer's softening of his de-Ba'athification policy, these generals have not been offered jobs. They say they're still looking for justice.
If you consider someone as a criminal, you should judge that individual, himself, not his family. What America did is that they call all the Ba'athists are criminals, which is wrong.
They've been forced to sell anything of value to support their families. They are also prisoners of pride, nationalism, and humiliation. Even if offered a post, Major General Riyav al-Mashadani says he would not join the new Iraqi army.
How can I work under an American leadership? I'm an Iraqi officer.
He has no respect for the three Iraqi generals the U.S. has so far named atop positions, arguing they were chosen for political reasons, not because they were good soldiers.
All the officers that they work now in the American army are less than us in rank, and we are more efficient than them. You cannot establish an army in this way.
It's become clear the Bush administration has no intention of giving broad powers to an interim Iraqi government after the June 30th handover. A State Department official has used the phrase limited sovereignty to describe the status of the Iraqi government after the so-called transfer of power. For Brigadier General Adil Abdul Rahman al-Ajili, this is just further proof the U.S. wishes to stay indefinitely in a weakened Iraq.
To control the Middle East, and not Saddam Hussein or the mass destruction weapons, to ensure the security of Israel.
General Riyav al-Mashadani sympathizes with those fighting the American troops, though he says he's not taking an active role in the resistance.
We are washed. Our houses, our telephones, we are washed.
Despite Bremer's offer to include more senior military officers in Iraq's future, these generals who represent both Shiite and Sunni communities say there's no hope for them. They remain in the ranks of the dispossessed and disillusioned. As anti-Americanism grows, the question is to what degree their suspicions and sense of national humiliation is shared. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.